Welcome to
Blog
this podcast.
Talk Radio.
All right, you got that out of the way? Okay, we got a podcast coming up for you. We got some major stuff to talk about. My buddy Joe sent me a video. I put it in the description so everyone can take a look, and we're going to talk about it right now. As soon as he calls in, he'll give his little spiel on it. I thought it was disgraceful, but I'll wait for him to come on. I don't want dead air here. Well, we've got 29 minutes, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to let him call in a second, and we'll see what he has to say about it. He was the one that originally sent me the video, so I think it's only fair that we let him tell us what he says about that. I have my other friend, my other buddy Brian, he's going to be calling in a second too. He is a known dog hater. All types of dogs. He hates them. So we'll see what he's got to say. Let's get the number out to these guys, and then they can call in. It is February 24th, 2015, at 2:55 p.m. This is not our normal day to podcast, but I figured we got something major to talk about here. And like I said before, the video is in the description. Take a look at the video. It is very graphic. If you are a dog lover, maybe you don't want to watch it, but it's definitely worth taking a look at so you can hear what we're talking about. And you probably won't be able to call in because no one's listening to this anyway. But it's not good. Cops, again, being cops. So I'll wait for him to call in. I'll wait for Brian to call in. Should be any second now. There's no way to pause this, so I'd rather not have any dead air. So if anybody is out there listening, which is doubtful, because nobody knows about this and nobody cares really, yet they will eventually. But I will tell you this, it is much better than the other podcasts that are out there. And I think we all know who we're talking about. So they now have the text message. All they have to do is call in, and let's get this thing started. Hope I didn't get – oh, I gave him the wrong phone number. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is only our second or third podcast, and already I'm screwing it up. So if they do listen to this, they're not going to be happy with it, but too bad. So in this video, if you don't want to watch the video, I'll kind of describe it to you. It's it was a news feed from somewhere. There was an armed robbery, and the armed robber was holed up in a house in this neighborhood, and there were cops obviously looking at this house and standing in front of it and waiting for the standoff. It's a standoff with an armed robber, so yeah, obviously you can't take that stuff lightly. There was another fellow outside with his dog, Rottweiler, and what he was doing was antagonizing the cops and taking a video. Now, that's just my opinion. He was out there videotaping the police officers while they're – this is a standoff with a cop. I mean, a armed robber, so so the cops didn't like that. The person that was outside kept asking where the black cops were. Where were the black cops? I don't know if you can hear that in the video, but that's what they were. That's what they were asking. Where were the black cops? And I don't believe there were any black cops. But that's besides the point. The cops then thought it was only fair that they tried to, instead of trying to talk to the person out there, they just went right for the arrest. The guy put the dog in. He was out walking his dog. He then brought the dog back into his car. I guess the window was down, and the window must have been open or something. And the cops were standing there. The dog jumped back out while there was about four cops, had the one guy in custody, and the dog started to attack them. Nothing violent. He jumped maybe once or twice, jumped up at one of the police officers, and the police officer took out his gun and proceeded to shoot the dog. Now, I don't know if the dog died. I'm sure it took about three shots to take it down. So he's getting on the call right now. So he'll be calling in a second, and I'm sure he's got his little twisted mind. He also doesn't like dog, my dog particularly. I don't know why the dog tried to bite him one time, and now he just hates her. It is a pit bull mix, but, you know. He sure is taking his dear sweet time. So now we have more pet air because he doesn't know what he's doing. He just doesn't get it. The cop should have shot him. Should have put him down. And he's still taking his fucking dear sweet time. All he's got to do is call a phone number. That's all he's got to do. Just call the phone number. More dead air. I wish we could play a song. Like, I don't know. There he is. You are now on the air. Who is this?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I want to do this whole thing, but you got to figure out how to do it right without being an idiot about it. Because
how
then
am
you
I
call
idiot?
Me. You, call
you
me,
said
you
were
call
right
me
and
idiot.
I gave you the number.
Oh, I didn't say
I gave you
right.
the number. Yes, you did.
No, I
you
asked
asked me
you,
if
you
I was
ready,
or not.
And all you said is, are you joking? And then hold on. That doesn't mean you're ready. That means hold on. And that's what I did.
What,
I held on.
What
are
you holding
out
for?
While you said hold on, I went and I did other things. So what you should really be doing is say, hey, okay, hold on. Okay, and then when you're ready, you say, hey, I am ready. Are you ready right now? And then you wait for a response, and then you go. But don't tell me I'm doing something wrong.
I can't imagine you're not ready when you send me a text message. All you have to do is call a phone number. And now we only have 22 minutes left.
I sent you a text
left.
Message telling you I was ready. But then you said, hold on. So I did. But that doesn't mean when you say hold on, that means, okay,
you the
call
phone
me,
number.
Joe.
I was getting
you didn't
the
say
phone
you
number.
Were ready to go. You didn't say, all right, call me right now. You just gave me the number.
Because I can't.
How am I supposed to know you meant you're ready? I didn't know if you have two. Huh?
I can't get you the phone number without starting it.
Okay, so what? So no. First of all, I didn't know that. Okay, because you deal with the whole blog thing. I don't even know anything
okay,
about
well,
that.
Okay, you keep talking. We only have 21 minutes
one.
Left. 21 minutes.
Okay, but hold on a second. That's number one. And the
Still
second
tomorrow.
Thing is this.
You're continuing to waste it because you want to argue instead. We have 21 minutes left. So now,
okay,
if you got something to say about this dog.
Oh, we'll get to the dog. What I'm saying is you keep acting like you did the other day, like I'm not paying attention to this thing. I asked
you
for a phone number.
I sent
you gave me the phone number.
You
didn't tell me when to call you. I didn't know you were ready. You didn't tell me you were ready. You have to say you're ready.
Phone number.
You said,
you call it.
I said, we'll talk about this. And you said, I won't be ready in a minute. I said, okay, in 20. Then you said, come on. I said, are you ready or what? You said, you must be joking. Hold on. I said, I'm waiting. I've been waiting for the phone number, which I'm doing. Then I get two phone numbers. You don't tell me, hey, call now. You just give me the phone number. I don't know if you're ready, if you have to set stuff up. I have no idea what you do over there in your room. I don't even know.
Then you
send me another message.
It was
that says,
3 minutes.
You wasted 6 minutes. I didn't waste anything. You wasted it. You're the guy doing the thing. You're the guy doing the
three
thing.
Minutes.
You're the guy that's setting the thing up. So, okay,
yeah.
With
and
that being
you
said,
to you
are the one that
says,
hey,
and you can't do it. All you got
to
do is
say,
all
you have to do is say,
when I set the phone number to when you said calling now, and then it was another 4 minutes till you actually called.
When I didn't say I was calling. I said I was going to call.
You said calling now.
Yeah, I guess I did say that, actually.
Now we only have 20 minutes. Now, please, I was trying to stall as long as possible because the thing keeps running. I cannot pause it. I was telling all of the viewers out there that I disagreed with the video. I mean, I didn't
how many
want
viewers
to,
do we have? How many
people?
How many, how many people do we have that are viewing the blog right now?
There's going to be three.
But people don't view a blog. People listen to a blog. You want to be taken serious, you got to take serious shit. Can't just start making stuff up.
You listen to a podcast. You do view a blog.
Right. No, you don't
that's
view
what you,
anything.
That's
you're
what you
not
fucking
viewing
argument
anything.
About?
You're not
that's
viewing
what you're
anything.
Yeah,
I
am.
I just don't understand why you're not getting it. You know, you're going to do it right. Now, what's the question?
Brian, are you there? I should
yes.
talk to this guy. Okay, what did you think about that dog video?
Oh, we've got a caller?
I think that guy should have left him alone.
The black guy should have left the cops alone?
The black guy should have left the cops alone, yeah.
Okay. Well, what did you
think
about
the
dog?
The dog jumped at him. They didn't know what it was going to do. They should have shot it. They did the right thing.
Absolutely.
So, but before we go any further, Matt, what are we talking about here exactly? Can you refresh?
We're talking about the dog shooting video that you sent me. I described it during the 5 minutes that I was trying to kill some time. So now we are all up to speed. Brian saw the video. You saw the video, obviously. I saw the video. Brian just says, you know, he agrees with the dog being shot. But the Brian, please explain it again.
I can't right now.
Okay. Joe, what do you got to say?
What do you
got to say about
it? What do you mean he can't? I'm more interested in why he can't right now. I want to know what the hell is going on where he is. That's what I want.
He's at work.
That's why, exactly why.
And maybe is there a dog nearby that you can't speak, or a black person?
No, I went next door in our infusion suite, and a patient was walking by, and I couldn't say it in front of them.
Okay.
What was the question again?
The question is, you agree with the dog being shot, but you disagree
yes.
with the guy messing with the cops.
Yeah, leave them
Joseph,
alone. They're
what,
trying to
what
do
do you
job.
Say about that?
Yeah. All right, so
it's an armed robbery. It's an armed robbery.
Yeah,
leave them alone.
He was heckling him. It's crap.
Right. So he doesn't agree with the heckling, but he does agree with the shooting.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Hey, listen. I'm with your friend 100% here. I mean, listen. There's a serious situation going on, and this guy is over here asking why there's no black cops on the force. Who cares why there's no black cops? Nobody ever says, why aren't there any Chinese cops? Nobody ever says, why aren't there any Indian cops? Nobody cares about anybody else. It's either
That's
black
a really good
or
point.
White. That is the problem here. And number two, why are you asking them? Why don't you go ask some of your friends who are black and say, hey, why are you not a cop? Ask them why there's no black cops. Why are the white guys being bothered right now? Because they're cops and they're white and they did everything they had to do to become cops? Ask your black friends why they're not cops.
Ask your black friends to show them the police test, the police exam that they have to take, and how they aced it or they didn't ace it. And then there's your answer right there.
Hey, listen, maybe there are black guys that don't want to be cops. Maybe they want to do something else. Whatever that is, why is anybody being asked these stupid-ass questions? Why? Because they want to get a rise out of these people.
I'd like
and
to
that's
help
exactly
you, but
what
unfortunately,
you got.
I don't have any of them.
Black friends?
What's that?
Yeah, black friends. Unfortunately, I don't have any of them.
And the thing with
right,
the dog,
maybe...
I mean, the dog jumped out of the car. I mean, what is the cop supposed to do? Just stand there and just let the dog attack him? No,
and get bit?
Hey, listen. The only person that should really be blamed here is the guy. Why?
Yeah,
because he's fucking
absolutely.
With the cops. Why are you fucking with the cops? Okay? He
put
didn't
the
put the window up
on.
In his... didn't put the window up. The dog jumped out. The dog's going to, you know, it looks like it's going to attack the guy because the guy, you know, the guy's, you know, pushing around his owner, which, you know, he's being arrested. So the dog's, you know, taking offense to that. And the dog's like, hey, you know, no offense, but hey, I'm going to bite your face off. Well, the guy's like, hey, listen, that's not going to happen. And he shoots him. He takes him down. I don't see anything wrong with this video.
Now, maybe that cop had a bad experience with the dog. Maybe his partner got killed by a dog. Doesn't matter. The dog is jumping up. The owner can't do anything because he's being handcuffed. But my question is, why is he being handcuffed? Why is he being arrested? Now, trust me, I totally agree with the whole thing. The guy shouldn't have been there heckling cops while they're dealing with a standoff with an armed robber in a house. But
I have a question.
Why is he being arrested?
I have a more important question. What color was the dog?
Yeah. Black.
Okay, and what did he attack?
White
cops. You ever think
where
the
were
dog
the white
racist?
Dogs?
So you think maybe the dog is racist?
I think the dog is racist.
So you think it's a race war against the dogs, black dogs versus the white cops?
All right, I have to go. Are you guys gonna be out in an hour?
No, we only got 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're like
14 minutes.
We only have a few minutes.
Oh,
we can only say a few things.
But you can listen to us. You can listen to us later if you want to listen to us.
I'd love to. Send me the link.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks for calling in, Brian. Hope to hear from
you
next week.
Caller, say what?
Caller, you say what? Well, that was good that he called
in.
I'm glad we
are
had,
we still in?
Yeah, we're still in.
All right. Yeah. Well,
we got 15. We got 15.
What were you saying just before he said that? You were saying something.
About the black dog?
No.
What are you talking about?
You're saying that, why was he being arrested? Well, here's the thing.
I'm not seeing
in the video. I'm not seeing a full-length video. I'm seeing a video that's being cut up. I don't know what he's saying to the cops. I don't know if maybe he lunched for the cops. I don't know what happened, okay? Why is he getting arrested? Maybe because of this. Maybe because they're in the middle of the standoff, okay? There's a serious situation going on, and the guy is, you know, he's heckling the police who need to really pay attention to the situation at hand. And maybe they're just like, listen, I'm going to put this guy in handcuffs. I'm going to put him in the backseat of the car to shut him up so we get back to what we're doing, and then we'll let him out. I don't know what he's going to do.
And protect him. The armed robber could have come out and shot the black guy. But the police were doing their job, getting the guy out of the way. There's an armed robbery going on at a house across the street, and you're going to come out and you're going to videotape cops?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do?
You said earlier, something about the dog, like you didn't like that the dog was shot or something like that.
No, when you sent me the video, I didn't like the fact that the dog got shot. That was all. Did the dog ever get shot? Absolutely.
Okay.
But I also don't know. I mean, the thing jumped up once. My dog jumps up on me all the time. I don't know if the dog was going crazy. Like you said,
Your dog is a dangerous dog. I got to be honest. You're a friend of mine, right? Okay, so, you know, I respect you. I respect your wife and your family. But here's the thing. Your dog, in my opinion, is a vicious dog, okay? I know you don't think so because you call her Lucy and she's a girl and you play ball with her and stuff like that. But that dog has tried to bite me. Like three times now, right? Okay, yeah, maybe one time it was my fault. But the other two, dog tried to bite me.
When did the dog try to bite you?
In my personal opinion, I don't think anybody should have dogs like that. I don't think anybody.
When
you
did
want
the dog try to bite you?
Get yourself a nice golden retriever. You can throw the ball around. You have fun with the dog. Why would you get a dog to possibly bite people's faces off? A pit bull is a dog that when they taste blood, they're like sharks. When they taste blood, they want to fight. They want to taste more blood. They're like vampires. Why would you want a dog like that? That's an angry dog. But you get a happy dog that wants to run in the woods with you and wants to like cuddle and hug people. And also, why would you get a dog that has numerous times jumped at your friend to try to bite his face off? That's a scary
okay,
ass
well,
dog.
That friend, who after we put the dog in a cage, was poking at the cage and hitting the cage. Do you remember that
like
part?
Like I said, the one time it was my fault, no doubt about it. But the time before that, that was my
what
final.
What other times?
At when we went down to the field and we were driving the car and
to
my ear.
Now, she was sniffing your ear, and luckily I have it on videotape. I will pull up the video, and we will watch. The dog
too close for comfort. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Listen.
White people.
You're right. He was trying to sniff my ear, but a dog like that,
and
if he smells something that he likes, he's going to try to eat it. Okay, who knows if the fragrance of my cologne or the fragrance of my soap was something that was so appealing to him that when he smelled it, he would lick my ear, and next thing he'd do, he'd say, how can I get a piece of that? And then he would bite my ear. I don't know. That's a possibility.
No.
See, with a normal dog, things like that don't happen. They'll just lick your ear. With a pit bull or a Rottweiler, they'll eat you. They'll bite your ear.
That's not true at all.
100%.
My dog has yet to bite anybody.
Yeah, I wouldn't take a chance with that dog.
Well, I let it sleep right next to me, and it puts its face right by my face, and she seems
to
like me.
Yeah, that dog's not safe
so.
For kids. Hey, what are the statistics on pit bulls biting kids?
What?
What are the statistics on pit bulls biting kids?
I don't know. I haven't looked. But I don't have any kids, and the kids that have been here have got along just fine with
the
dog.
Are you afraid to know the truth?
Well, that I don't have any kids?
Huh?
That I don't have any kids? That truth?
Yeah. Yeah, that truth, that. Why, you want to have kids now?
No, you're asking if
I
have kids.
What are you going to do when you have kids?
The dog is going to be fine.
I wouldn't know.
She always has it. There has been kids over here. The dog loves to play. All she wants to do in life is play. What kind of attack dog is that? With an ear?
Play with your ear and it's going to bite it right off. What else you got?
I watched that movie Birdman.
And?
It was all right. It wasn't anything. I don't think it was anything spectacular. The director did a crazy job of what he did, where it was just like 10, like it was like 6 or 7 minutes to 10 minutes of just one full on shot.
Oh God, how cool is that?
It was cool.
Isn't that awesome?
The problem is, it is the actor, because when Keaton was on Letterman or Fallon or something like that, he was talking about how they have to get the take exactly right, or they have to do the whole thing over again. Now, in the movie, they'll follow Michael Keaton for a little bit, and then they'll turn off of him, and they'll follow Edward Norton and somebody else. So if Edward Norton screws it up, they got to do it all over again, which is cool. I'm glad that the movie won. I would have liked to see Michael Keaton win, but he was good. It was a good movie. I mean, I don't know.
What made that
spectacular?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I was so excited to see this movie. I thought the whole thing was going to be, I thought he was going to come out of his shell, a little shell that he was in, and he was going to, you know.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I bought it, actually. I have it. But I thought he was going to come out of his shell. Instead of doing that play, I thought he was going to come up with an entirely new play about this guy, Birdman. You know, he was going to be himself, who he was. But that didn't happen. But
did you see American Sniper?
I saw American Sniper. Did you?
No, I did not. But I would imagine that was a better movie than Birdman.
Well, you know what?
I'm
going to be honest with you. There are two movies I really want to see really bad, and those are the two. In my personal opinion, since it's my opinion, so it would be personal to me,
mm-hmm.
American Sniper wasn't as good as I was expecting. And I was really expecting some good stuff. I mean, it was the reason why that movie did so well at the box office. You know why?
Because of the controversy.
Because of the trailer, though. The trailer is what sucked everybody into that. The trailer was just phenomenal. And that it was probably the best trailer for a movie in a long time. It really sucked people into wanting to see what happened. Did he shoot the kid? Did he not shoot the kid? Because that's what the trailer was. It was about him being a sniper, a little kid coming out of a place where there were 20 Marines coming down the road, and the kid possibly had a bomb in his hand. Nobody knew for sure. And then did he shoot the kid or not?
Without giving anything away, did he?
What?
Without giving anything away, did he shoot the kid with the bomb?
You don't want to know. You want to see yourself. But I would definitely see yourself.
Yeah,
well,
I
want to
see the
really
movie anyway.
One thing that really pissed me off in the movie, it's going to piss you off too, is there's a scene where they're holding he's holding a baby, and the baby is fake. Because there are two kids. The one baby couldn't make it. The family couldn't make it to the set. The other baby got really sick. So they had to use a doll, and you can tell it's a doll. It's really annoying because it just takes you out of it. I mean, when I go to a movie, I want to be submerged in the motions. I want to watch it completely and just feel what they're feeling and just understand. That's the great thing about a movie. It puts you into a different world, and that's what I was trying to do. I was just thinking about killing the bad guys and taking over. Being all American. But then you throw a fake baby in there, and you don't think I'm going to notice. It takes me out of the game.
It's a fake baby. You're on the doll.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. So,
all right. So, what movie should have won Best Picture? If you're saying it's not those two, because I agree.
I just want to talk about Birdman really quick. Birdman was a surprise because I thought it was going to be better, and it was okay. It might be one of those movies you got to see twice.
Maybe, but.
But the film
was
incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael Keaton is awesome. And I think everybody wanted Michael Keaton to win because Michael Keaton's been gone for such a long time, and he needed a big thing like this to happen, And even when he was when Bird, the director, won the Oscar and he brought Michael Keaton up, And I'm like, I was like, oh, you know, this guy is the best of the best, and I appreciate him taking me on. And then he just stopped, and he's like, he goes right into Beetlejuice form. Beetlejuice, he's like, listen, I'm just happy to be here. I mean, who am I kidding?
They are making another Beetlejuice.
He is? They are?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
With Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin?
No, I doubt that. It's so funny. When you go back and you watch Beetlejuice and you see that Alec Baldwin, you're like, who is that guy? That is not Alec Baldwin. That's some skinny freak.
So I just wrote something on Facebook for a couple people to see. They just said the past 24 hours, a lawmaker. Okay, so did you hear what's going on with the Mall of America? There's a possible terrorist threat. They're targeting the Mall of America.
Yeah, I heard it. I didn't really read it. I saw something about it.
Yeah, so that's the situation. So they want to target. So there's a lawmaker, a Republican lawmaker, who says, how about we lift the ban on people being able to carry guns in Minnesota so that they can take their guns into the mall with them to protect themselves?
Oh, God.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think they're just going to get more people with guns going into the mall.
Right.
Yeah, they
that's
should be
true.
Able to protect themselves. They should be able to protect themselves, and that was what the whole point of the was it the Second Amendment? The whole point of the Second Amendment was to be able to protect themselves and protect themselves. But at the time it was made, it was to protect themselves from against basically the government or the British coming back and trying to take our shit. Now people are just crazy. People are irresponsible with guns.
Yeah, I agree and I disagree with you. I mean, yeah, people, that is why the law, first came about. But there are still people who feel they want to protect themselves. Like, for instance, I have guns, and if somebody was, trying to break into my house, and I had an opportunity to get to where my guns are, able to load them, all before that guy gets me, I'm going to use my gun. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Would I rather use a Louisville Slugger and just bash his fucking face in? Yes, absolutely. You know what? I don't have a Louisville Slugger in my room, so I'm going to have to go for the gun. And when I run out of bullets, I'll bash his fucking face in with my shotgun. You know what I mean? So, if you think about it, it is the gun is going to protect you whether it's loaded or not loaded. I'm going to kill the motherfucker because nobody's coming in here.
I agree.
Shit from it. Okay? So I don't see there's anything wrong with it. But
90 seconds. We got 90 seconds, fella. Wrap this thing up. Wrap this thing up in 97 seconds.
Last word? Can I get the last word?
Huh?
Can I get the last word?
Yeah, in 30 seconds, though. So the whole point of this Mall of America thing, though, is they want people to be able to bring their guns in to protect themselves, which, I think it is a great idea. But now you're getting
I think it's a horrible idea. It's a horrible idea.
But then what if there's terrorists?
Can you imagine a bunch of fucking good old boys and a bunch of fucking housewives running around with fucking Magnum 44s on their fucking hip? And they're fucking firing. They're not even looking. They're just running and shooting the gun?
It's a bad idea, but it's the only way to protect themselves against terrorists. Wouldn't you rather turn on the TV and see that 60 people shot down 3 terrorists at Mall of America? They happened. Luckily, they were able to bring their guns into the mall. 3 terrorists were about to blow up Mall of America, and 60 people shot them dead.
No, I don't, to be honest with you. I think it would be a cool story, but what I'd rather is for people just to not go shopping at the mall if they don't feel safe. Go do it
online.
But then
the terrorists win.
No, they don't. Do it online. The terrorists will not win. You just do it online. You still know what you want out of the fucking deal. Yeah,
we got 10 seconds. I want to thank
fuck
you
the
for
terrorists. I'll kick their fucking ass over here.
Are you
send me that link.
Cut us off?
Oh, man. Yeah, send me the link real quick.
Let's see how to get this here. Damn, kid.
Call me from your number and send me the link.
What?
Call me from your phone and send me the link.
Yeah, hold on a second. All right, peace, kid.